This is my opportunity. This is my time. This is my day. This is my hour. This is for me now. I can't let it go by. I felt like I had a pressure in my body and my chest, but it made me feel like I was dying. And it began to really press on me hard. I couldn't walk anywhere. I couldn't be anywhere.
But we had some really serious threats to kill him. We had bomb threats at some of the buildings we played.
Life presses in on me. And my enemies are all around.
August 15th, United States Attorney Michael Cody advised the FBI that his office was ready to go before the grand jury with the Operation Fountain Pen case.
Situations, complications arise. I've come to the end of my road. I can't stay here. What's this guy? This ain't got anything for me. He wants to die. He wants to die to his old self. He wants something new. I'm going to kill that man. He's going to die. And the man threw off his life. He threw it down. There's no other chance. There's no other opportunity. This is my last chance. He doesn't want what he's known all his life. He doesn't want that anymore. He wants something new. He wants something real. So as Jesus passed by, he began to cry out because he didn't want this chance to pass by.
August 16th, Elvis Presley is reported dead at Graceland.
August 16th. For the night of the 15th, going into the 16th, when I heard the front door open, I went to see him. He had his sunglasses on, and he took his sunglasses off and he looked at me and he gave me a look and he shook his head. He put his glasses on, walked upstairs.
Father said, son, that's the last step. That's the last step. He's not going to take one more step. He's not going to take one more step until I change his life.
Well, 5 minutes later, the phone rang from his room downstairs. It was so odd because his voice, I never heard his voice like this before. He didn't sound like the guy that walked through the door. His voice was like pure. I thought to myself, God, he sounds like a teenager.
The darkness is past, and the true light now shines. God takes away the hopelessness and replaces it with surety.
We had quite a conversation one night in his dressing room where he talked about his loneliness, the fact that he felt for him it was pretty much over. By his bed, he had a little notepad, and he wrote some words down. He wrote actually kind of a message to God, said, I'm finally alone. I'm glad they're all gone now. I probably won't rest tonight. I have no need for all of this. Help me, Lord.
Play chords of mercy. God takes away that feeling of a bottomless pit. He gives you solid, firm ground to stand on. God takes away that feeling of uselessness. I have felt so useless in this world. What good is my life? What good am I? Some people go so far as to pull the trigger. The sorrow of this world works death. But godly sorrow causes man to put the gun down. He's been down on his knees for so long. Gets him up. Raises him up. Puts a glisten in his eyes. hope in his heart. It gives him a reason to go on and to live. I don't want to give myself an excuse for what I am in the flesh, even though I know what I am in the flesh. We all know what we are. But I'm not going to give that boy the satisfaction. It's good to know that you've done not what God told you not to do, but it's better to realize he said, hey man, come and follow me. I'll relieve you of that burden right now.
Elf says, so come upstairs. We got a lot to talk about. I said, Elvis, we're going to tour tomorrow. You need some sleep. He said, you think so? I said, yeah. And he started laughing again. We both started laughing. It was like a weird moment. And I knew it was odd. I couldn't put my finger on it. I don't know. I couldn't put my finger on it.
You know what? This world is a miracle. I'm just passing through. I'm looking for another city. I'm looking for a place that God has made. I haven't found it here on this earth. I haven't found it in all of my riches. I haven't found it in all that I have. I haven't found that joy anywhere but in my God. God's blessed me and given me all these things in life, but there's more to it than what's in this life. When we see Christ, we understand that. Christ had nothing. He had the clothes on his back and maybe a rod in his hand. That's all he had. And yet he had everything. Yes,
angel. I said, Elvis, see you tomorrow. He said, okay. Remember, angels fly because they take themselves so lightly. It was us. I was like, Elvis. He split. He left.
Stop. I'm not gonna quit. I'm not gonna go back.
I ain't gonna worry about it no more.
Hallelujah. I can start again.
The angels awaken me from heaven's open door. And I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Isn't that right? I can't feel at home in this world anymore. The darkness is past and the true light now shines. God steps into time, in his appointed time, and brings eternity. I left everything behind. When Jesus called me, all that I was, all that I ever meant to be, all that I endeavored to do in life, I left behind.
I am one whom God called and saved and washed in his blood, thank God, and wrote his name down in his book. And I know that this morning that my name, my full name, is written down in the Lamb's Book of Life.